It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We've been studying in the book of Acts, and we're up to chapter 19. And if you'll recall, the last time we talked about how that people had a lot of things that they considered to be godly, and they worshiped certain things that they were made with hands, and this would be trinkets, things cast in silver and gold, and they even had books, they had curious arts and books. This means that they were worshiping not only what they thought were gods, but they were actually worshiping Satan. Satan worship was actually present there as well. Once again, Paul the Apostle was preaching the Word of God. And as a result of preaching the Word of God, many people got saved. And we saw the last time how that many of the people who were making these idols that people would worship, these silversmiths, they stirred up the people of the city. And once again, a big crowd rushed into the great outside theater. We read about this in Acts chapter 19, verse 29. It says, "And the whole city was filled with confusion, and having caught Gaius and Aristarchus, men of Macedonia, Paul's companions in travel, they rushed with one accord into the theater." Well, this theater was somewhat like a football stadium, and it could hold 25,000 people. And for about 2 hours, this large crowd was shouting, "Great is Diana!" Acts chapter 19 and verse 34 says, "And when they knew that he was a Jew, all with one voice about the space of 2 hours cried out, 'Great is Diana of Ephesus.'" Well, finally, one of the leaders of the city was able to calm the crowd down, and the uproar ceased. And we read about this in Acts chapter 19, verses 35 through 41. Well, guess what happened? At this time, Paul decided it was best to leave the city. He was leaving. The Bible teaches us, and Christ told the apostles, if you go to a place and go into a home or go to a city and the people refuse to hear you, get the dust off of your feet. Shake your feet and get the dust off. What that means is that you leave that area. If they do not want to hear you, don't waste time there. Go somewhere where people are ready to hear the Word of God. And this is what Paul was going to do. Now, he was leaving. And in Acts chapter 20 and verse 1, it says, "And after the uproar was ceased, Paul called unto him the disciples and embraced them, and departed for to go into Macedonia." Almost everywhere Paul went, people either got saved or they got angry. And this is what happened at Ephesus. Some became believers, and others became belligerent. And you see, those who wage war and are very hostile, these people come against the Word of God and against God. When they come against a person who's preaching or teaching the Word of God, people are not going against individuals. Now, they may think in their minds they are, but they're actually going against God when the Word of God is being preached from the Word of God. By the way, I use the King James Bible. I believe it is the Word of God. It simply does not contain the Word of God. It is the Word of God. Well, in Acts chapter 20, we move into chapter 20 now, verses 2 through 4, where it says, "And when he had gone over those parts," we're still speaking of Paul here, "after he had gone over those parts and had given them much exhortation, he came into Greece, and there abode 3 months. And when the Jews laid wait for him, as he was about to sail into Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia. And there accompanied him into Asia Sopater of Berea, and of the Thessalonians Aristarchus and Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timotheus, and of Asia Tychicus and Trophimus." Well, we see there's something about when you go to church, sometimes the preacher gets long. And I wonder if you've ever dozed off or if you ever really thought in your mind and you're thinking, I wonder when this guy's going to quit. And it's very dangerous, once again, to fall asleep in church. And let me explain to you why. You see, as Paul was headed to the city of Jerusalem during the last part of this missionary trip, he stopped in the city of Troas. And in verse 5 and 6 of Acts chapter 20, it says, "These going before tarried for us at Troas, and we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and came unto them to Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days." Well, Paul, as his habit was, preached, and he was telling people about Jesus Christ. We see that the believers came together to have communion, in other words, breaking of bread, and to hear God's word preached on Sunday. Acts chapter 20 and verse 7 says, "And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight." Have you ever been in a service where the preacher has preached till midnight, maybe started at 6 o'clock? Well, Paul started before then, and he was going on until midnight. Well, the Bible says Paul, in that verse, spoke till midnight. And once again, we're not told when Paul started his sermon. I believe he started very many hours before that. We are told that Paul was long preaching, according to verse 9 of Acts 20. It says, "And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep, and fell down from the third loft, and was taken up dead." We might think of this, if you've been in a church that has a balcony, we might think of this as someone being in the balcony. This would be the third floor of the balcony. Well, this was a very long sermon that Paul was preaching. And once again, sometimes a pastor might preach a little longer than usual. We need to have the right attitude about this. And I would ask you that, have you ever sat at the television set for 1 hour or more without getting up? Have you ever enjoyed a good meal and sat at the table or a restaurant for 45 minutes to an hour? Well, the pastor is presenting us with a message that is more important than anything we will see on television. He's giving us a spiritual meal that will feed our souls. We need to thank God for a pastor who loves the Bible and who loves to teach us God's word so much that sometimes he does not even want to stop. Remember, one of the greatest preachers who ever lived was long preaching, Acts chapter 20 and verse 9, and he once preached until midnight. Well, there was the danger of falling asleep when Paul was preaching. See, in the building where Paul was preaching, many believers were assembled together. And not only was it crowded, but it was probably very warm because of the lamps that were burning. It was also past most people's bedtimes. And one man, perhaps because of the heat and the lateness of the hour, fell asleep and fell down 3 stories to the floor below. This is according to Acts chapter 20 and verse 9. The man was dead. We next read that Paul fell on and embraced Eutychus. Acts chapter 20, verses 10 through 12. "And Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him said, Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. When he therefore was come up again, and had broken bread and eaten, and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive, and were not a little comforted." In other words, this brought comfort to the hearts that the man was not dead. He was actually revived from the dead, according to what we're reading here. Eutychus, the man who had fallen out of that third loft, did not stay alert and did not stay awake. And instead of concentrating on what Paul was saying, he fell asleep and fell to his death. Once again, let's think about you and myself. Is something terrible going to happen to you if you do not stay alert and listen to God's word being preached? If you do not concentrate on what your pastor is saying, is some great disaster going to happen to you? You're probably thinking, of course not. When I sit in church, I do not sit in a dangerous place where I could fall and hurt myself, you may be thinking. Well, what happened to Eutychus will certainly never happen to me. This is something else you may be thinking. If I do not listen carefully to what God says, I am not in any real danger. Well, don't be tricked. There is a real danger. If you do not listen to what God says in His Word, there is a real danger. In fact, we could end up in more trouble than Eutychus. As we look up the following verses, ask yourself this question. What danger is there in not listening carefully to what God has said? Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense or reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? And Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 15 goes on to say, while it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. And then in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 11, it says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are of dull hearing. Well, we need to pay attention, especially the person who has never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Acts chapter 28 and verse 26 says, saying, go unto this people and say, hearing you shall not hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and not perceive. Verse 27, for the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. Verse 28 goes on to say, be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. Well, I am concerned that the same thing that happened to the Jews in Acts chapter 28, as we've read, has happened to the church. God's people, the saved, have fallen asleep, I believe, and we need to pay attention to what God has to say. Who is listening to the voice of the Lord? Where is the evidence? Big churches, small churches, denominations, organizations, are they making a difference? Where is the proof? 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3 says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. It's happened. It would seem what we have come to as people who live in this day and time have itching ears. We want to hear what we want to hear, unable, unwilling to give heed, to be alert, to stay awake for the message of God. Itching ears. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5 says, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates? Titus chapter 1 verse 16, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Think of this before you doze off, or before you quit paying attention, safe person in church. Think of that unsafe person who is possibly watching you. And if you're not paying attention, how do you expect them to pay attention? We need to listen to the voice of God, listen to God's man as he stands and preaches the word of God, and give heed that those people around us may have never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. And if you've never trusted Him, you need to trust Him as your Lord and Savior, even right now before it's too late.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.